Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, popular crypto analysts forecast explosive Bitcoin rally as a potential golden cross has been spotted. But there is a catch. I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. Also in today's show, YouTuber baits MMA fighter into secretly shilling fake NFTs for $1,000. That's right, CoffeeZilla playing with Dillis Danis. It's hilarious to say the least. Also Sri Lanka against Bitcoin adoption, rejecting Tim Draper's anti-corruption pitch. I'll be sharing this with you, as well as Charlie Munger hasn't taken the time to study Bitcoin, says MicroStrategy's Michael Saylor. Also in today's show, Bitcoin can scale into a staggering $30 trillion market cap, according to ARK Invest, its latest crypto forecast. We'll also be discussing crypto summer, likely to start in quarter two of this year, according to Morgan Creek Capital CEO. That's right, Bitcoin's bull market is likely to start earlier than expected due to anticipation of the Bitcoin halving and favorable macroeconomic conditions, according to Mark Yusko, founder and CEO of Morgan Creek Capital Management. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market, all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And welcome everyone tuning in to today's live stream. Happy Saturday, Stack and Sats Day. My name is JV. I'm your host today, and welcome to pod episode 1184. Let's dive into today's crypto market watch. As you can see, Bitcoin pulled back some, down about 0.75%, currently hovering just above $23,400. We have Ether down 0.5%, trading above $1,600, while Binance Coin, Solana, and many of the alts are correcting and in the red. And checking out CoinMarketCap.com. We can see the current crypto market cap sitting at around that $1.1 trillion mark with about $43 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, with the Bitcoin dominance on the decline at 41.5%, with the Ether dominance at 18.9%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, Shiba Inu leading the pack, pun intended, up 14%. And then we have Synthetics, if I'm pronouncing that right, SNX, up 8.5%, trading at $2.84, followed by Hedera, up 6%, trading at 7.3 cents. And below that, we have the friendly ghost, Casper, followed by PancakeSwap. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past week, massive gains for the entire altcoin market. You can see Hex up 70%, RNDR up 61%, we got IMX up 46%, and just massive overall gains. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we are currently rated a 58 in greed. Yesterday is the highest we have seen this in many months, with a 60, and last week was a neutral 52. And just a month ago, we were 29 in fear, wild to say the least. And welcome again to everyone just tuning in. Holla at your boy in the live chat, and let me know what you're most excited about in crypto for this week. With that being shared, let's dive into today's Bitcoin technical analysis and discuss this potential golden cross. A widely followed strategist says Bitcoin may be gearing up for an explosive price action to the upside amid the potential cross of two key indicators. The anonymous host of Invest Answers, shout out to Invest Answers, tells his 440,000 YouTube subs in a new video, Bitcoin can flash a golden cross in the coming days. That's right. A golden cross occurs when a short-term moving average rises above the long-term moving average, quoting him here. Let's look at the golden cross. We're coming up to one of probably about 6 days from now, maybe a little bit less, depending on the trajectory of the Bitcoin price action. Now, a golden cross happens when the green line, which is the 50-day moving average, crosses through the red one, which is the 200-day moving average, which you can see in this chart. And in the past, Bitcoin's big rallies, big rallies, have all started with the golden cross. Facts. Now, the host of Invest Answers warns that in this case, a Bitcoin, there's at least a 20% chance of a golden cross. failing, as he warns us here. But remember, not all golden crosses have led to a big rally. I think only about 72 to 80% of them have. But Bitcoin has seen 8 golden crosses, of which 3 confirm huge moves afterwards. They are February of 2012, October 2015, and May 2020. These were all on point of pre-staging at least a year to 18-month bull run now, and the prices at least doubled or rallied 350%. Or more. Let's go. Now, on the other hand, the golden crosses of July of 2014, 2015, and February of 2020 were bull traps, and the crypto went down afterwards. So obviously it can go either way after the golden cross. But the odds that the upcoming golden cross will be followed by a rally, the analyst says, based on the golden cross for Bitcoin that's coming up in a couple of days in the previous chart, maybe there's a good shot, more than 50%, I'd say at least 60 to 65% shot that this will lead to a good rally. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Invest Answers that this golden cross could potentially lead to a massive Bitcoin rally. And to watch this video he did entitled Golden Crosses, check the show notes below the video in the description. And yeah, we'll see how that is likely to play out. Now for our next story of the day, which I find hilarious but sad at the same time. And it just goes to show you how many influencers will literally promote any NFT scam for as little of a payment of $1,000. Here you have Dylan Danis, an MMA fighter who trained Conor McGregor with his jujitsu, and he has 300 plus thousand followers, and he is shilling fake NFTs, and he got busted from CoffeeZilla. So let's break this down, shall we? While the support for numerous A-list celebs expedited the NFT boom of 2021 and 2022, some promoted unvetted projects to fans without knowing if they were legitimate or scams. The practice retains its popularity in 2023 as the market recovers. We just tricked Dylan, this is quoting CoffeeZilla, we just tricked Dylan Danis into promoting a fake NFT project. We paid him $1,000 to post. He didn't disclose that it was an ad, and he posted copy that literally spells out scam. And in the promotion, Danis tweeted out a digital image with a website URL, which, according to CoffeeZilla, literally spells out scam. A further investigation shows that the website was newly created February 1st, 2023, and an important clue to check when checking the credibility of new projects. Moreover, the website FAQ mentions that no investors can get hold of Sauer's NFTs, a crucial piece of information overlooked by the MMA fighter. It just goes to show you he didn't look at the project whatsoever. He just took the money and posted. A similar incident involving Kim Kardashian was flagged June of 2021 by the US SEC when she promoted Ethereum Max, a crypto token, to her 330 million Instagram followers. And according to the SEC, Kardashian violated the anti-touting provision of the Securities Act by failing to disclose the $250,000 she had received from the promotion. So let that sink in. Kim Kardashian, millions, hundreds of millions of followers. She gets offered $250,000 to promote a scam. I know Floyd Mayweather was another that promote that Ethereum Max scam, and now they're being sued. However, Coffee ensured that the users who fell for the scam NFT project were notified immediately. When users click the Mint Sours button, as shown in the screenshot, they're redirected to a website cautions against a possible scam, which shows you a plethora of Dylan Danis NFT scams of the past, which is hilarious. Now, while CoffeeZilla plans to share more info through a follow-up video, which I'm looking forward to, the incident is a strong reminder for influencers and investors to do their own research before promoting or investing in a project. Now, Little Shapes NFT, a project launched in November of 2021, was a social experiment designed to shed light on the large-scale NFT bot network scams on Twitter, according to Solana's founder, Atto, who shared here. Thanks for participating, everyone. The expose was real, though. There's how the ring of influencers and founders drained $200 million plus out of the ecosystem over 274 projects. I needed a story that sells to make sure no one would ignore a story that hurts, explained Atto when explaining his intent behind launching the NFT project. Now, Little Shapes was marketed as an upcoming avatar-style project with 4,444 NFTs that would allow owners to interact and change the artwork in real time. Now, how many of you have ever been scammed by purchasing a fake NFT or an NFT that failed miserably? Let me know in the comments below. And interestingly enough, CoffeeZilla also called out Logan Paul for the CryptoZoo scam, and now there is a class action action lawsuit against CryptoZoo and Logan Paul. And I must tell you, even myself, I'm not a big influencer. I consider myself a small influencer, such as a shrimp in the grand scheme of things, right? I only have 50,000 subs here on the channel, and on the podcast, we get about 400,000 downloads per month. But I tell you, every day I get email requests from NFT scams wanting me to promote them, and I turn them all down, virtually all of them, because I can recognize the scam. You know what I mean? A million miles away, and I would never promote that, especially knowing that it's a scam to rip off my audience just to make, what, a couple $100 or a few $1,000s? No, thank you. So be aware and have extreme caution before just listening blindly to any influencer. And it doesn't matter, obviously, if they have hundreds of thousands of followers or hundreds of millions of followers like Kim Kardashian. They're scammers. They're going to try to take advantage of you. You know what I mean? But with that being shared, now let's dive into the latest with what's going on in Sri Lanka with Tim Draper. On a recent visit to Sri Lanka, the American billionaire venture capitalist, Draper pitched the idea of adopting Bitcoin as the legal tender to fight against the corruption that contributed to hyperinflation in the island country. However, a key Sri Lankan authority, central bank governor, believed doing so would worsen the country's economic situation. Taking time from a TV shoot in Sri Lanka, Draper met the president and recommended Bitcoin as a viable option for getting out of financial problems. I agree with him, and I think a great blueprint would be Nayib Bukele and what he has done with El Salvador, you know, turning Bitcoin into a legal tender. During the meeting, Draper pointed out a key concern staring right at Sri Lanka, quoting him here. Have you seen Sri Lanka in the news? It's known as the corruption capital. A country known for corruption will be able to keep perfect records with the adoption of Bitcoin. Facts. As he recommended using decentralized currency to the head of Sri Lanka's central bank, he received a short, "We don't accept" reply, further stated, adoption of 100% Bitcoin won't be a Sri Lanka reality ever. Now, instead, they believed that having Sri Lanka's own fiat currency was critical for monetary policy independence. It would ensure efficient inclusion and disperse electronic welfare payments. Quoting them here, we don't want to make the crisis worse by introducing Bitcoin. Yeah, right. Talk about a FUD puppet. MicroStrategy, a software analytics company founded by Saylor, shared plans to continue offering Bitcoin trading services despite incurring unrealized loss of $1.3 billion last year in 2022. During a February 2nd earnings call, the MicroStrategy chief financial officer, Andrew Kang, shared the following. We may consider pursuing additional transactions that may take advantage of the volatility in the Bitcoin prices or other market dislocations that are consistent with our long-term Bitcoin strategy. And according to Kang, MicroStrategy held a whopping 132,500 Bitcoin, currently worth $1.84 billion as of December 31st, 2022. Now, obviously, the market has pumped roughly 40% since then, so do keep that in mind. Now, of the lot, about 15,000 Bitcoin were held directly by the business and the rest by its subsidiary, MacroStrategy. So there you have it. Which country do you think will likely be next to adopt Bitcoin as a legal tender? Let me know in the comments right down below. It may not be Sri Lanka, but there's plenty of other opportunities out there, such as Brazil and many countries across Latin America and Africa as the crypto adoption continues booming. With that being shared, now let's discuss the latest FUD from Charlie Munger, the 99-year-old investor dinosaur, and what Michael Saylor had to say about his recent remarks with him bashing Bitcoin. This is quite interesting. Charlie Munger, the other elite Western business leaders, are continually prodded of their opinion on Bitcoin, but they haven't had the time to study it, said MicroStrategy executive chairman Michael Saylor, appearing on CNBC one day after his company's fourth quarter earnings results. Saylor said that he is sympathetic to Munger's broad crypto criticisms, and he called out the thousands of non-Bitcoin tokens as little more than avenues for gambling. However, says Saylor, if Munger were a business leader in South America or Africa or Asia, and he spent just 100 hours studying the problem, he would be more bullish on Bitcoin than I am. The plight of the common man, says Saylor, is better illustrated from the recent events in Lebanon, Argentina, Sri Lanka, Nigeria, and Venezuela, where local currencies have plunged in value. That's right. If you missed the memo, as of February 1st, literally Lebanon decreased their national currency by 90%. Now, Saylor's appearance on Friday morning came one day after his company booked a quarter four impairment charge of roughly $200 million on its Bitcoin holdings, which now totaled 132,500 Bitcoin. Not too shabby. Already a bull on MicroStrategy, we have Canaccord Genuity upped its price target on the stock to $400 from $372 following the earnings news. Quoting him here, "We believe the company's relatively conservative strategy of keeping most of its holdings unencumbered has been prudent," wrote analyst Joseph Vaffi and the team. "Institutional investors are continuing to work on their Bitcoin and overall digital asset strategies, in our view. As such, we expect to see continued mainstream adoption, which we believe bodes well for the medium term and supports our view that Bitcoin is biased higher over time." So there you have it. And I also like to point out a part of the interview with Michael Saylor, because I watched it in reference to Charlie Munger. And they basically said, "What do you have to think about this, Michael?" And Michael's like, "Why are we taking advice from a 99-year-old who is old enough to be your great-grandfather with technology, you know, the future of technology?" And then, you know, I thought it was hilarious, classic moment where it just showed you that Michael Saylor thug life with the glasses, maybe the blunt in his mouth. But it is so true if you really think about it. Why are we taking advice when it comes to technology from a 99-year-old who is old enough to be our great or great-great grandfather? Makes a great point. I think it's nothing more than FUD, and expect nothing else when you have, you know, the people of the old school, you know what I mean? Like the Warren Buffetts and the Charlie Mungers, they control so much of the fiat currency. They don't want a new currency to take over, which is ultimately going to devalue their wealth and fortune, which they have generated over their lifetimes. Just common sense. You know what I mean? But nonetheless, let's now break down one of the most bullish forecasts you're ever going to hear. And that's coming from ARK Invest and Cathie Wood, projecting a $30 trillion market cap for the King crypto. And then we're going to be discussing a potential $100,000 target for the King crypto, not next year, but this year in 2023. Let's break it down, starting with this analysis from ARK Invest. "The research paper, which is spreading through crypto Twitter after being shared by Bitcoin advocate Documenting Bitcoin, expands on Wood's prediction that the crypto king will have a massive price tag of at least $1 million by the end of 2030. The report lays out three scenarios that ARK believes the top crypto asset by market cap could follow. In its bear case, ARK Invest sees Bitcoin with a price tag of $258,500, while the base case has the leading digital asset by market cap rising to $682,000, and with 97% of Bitcoin expected to be minted at that time. Those numbers would give Bitcoin $5.3 trillion and a $13.9 trillion market cap, respectively. Now for the moonshot. The hedge fund's most bullish case has Bitcoin shooting to a price tag of $1.48 million by December 2030. That's right. We're talking about a $1.5 million Bitcoin price. Send it. Cannot freaking wait. That would place its market cap at above $30 trillion. According to ARK Invest, it would be $30.3 trillion, as outlined right here. The data also details the extent of Bitcoin's potential market penetration into three scenarios. The base case has Bitcoin see rise in rates of institutional investment and utility as digital gold, while the base case also has investors using Bitcoin as a seizure-resistant asset, as well as currency for emerging markets. And the bull case further finds that Bitcoin has other use cases, such as being used with corporate treasuries and a widely used remittance asset. Now, let me know if you agree or disagree with this ultra bullish Bitcoin forecast of $1.5 million per coin by 2030, along with a staggering $30 trillion plus market cap. Let me know in the comments right down below. And what would you do, hypothetically speaking, if the year was 2030 right now and Bitcoin was trading at $1.5 million per coin? No, forget that. Let's be conservative. Bitcoin was trading at $1 million per coin in the year 2030. What do you do with your life? And let's say you're a Bitcoin hodler, as you should be, especially considering there's still seven more years till 2030. How many Bitcoin will you have stacked by then? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now let's break down our final story of the day and discuss a real potential target of 100,000, a new all-time high for the King crypto this year. Let's break it down. The next crypto bull market will start sooner than most people think, according to Mark Yusko, founder and CEO of Morgan Creek Capital Management. Yusko thinks the next crypto bull run or not or as he calls it, the crypto summer, could kick off as soon as the second quarter of this year due to the combination of more dovish central bank policies and the anticipation of the Bitcoin halving. Somebody say Bitcoin halving, can't wait. While the U.S. Fed is unlikely to cut interest rates anytime soon, according to Yusko, the markets tend to anticipate the Fed decisions. That means even a slowing down or a pause in interest rate hikes would be interpreted as a signal of an imminent pivot that would spark a positive dynamic amongst all risk assets, obviously including crypto, quoting Mark here. What I do think is very likely is the Fed signaling that, okay, we're good, but that will be interpreted as we're going to cut, and then risk assets will explode once again, he points out. And besides the Fed's more dovish policies, the anticipation of the Bitcoin halving, which is due to take place in the second quarter of next year, will also drive bullish sentiment in the market, as it has always done historically. Quoting him here, the market always anticipates the halving. 9 months before that is usually when the beginning of the summer starts. Now, to learn what to expect the next crypto bull run and how to prepare for it, you can watch the interview with Mark Yusko entitled $100,000 by year's end, and I'll include that in the show notes below the video in the description. And what are your thoughts surrounding his bullish $100,000 target for 2023 potentially happening before the end of the year? Let me know in the comments right down below. Also, like to just throw out there, he's not the only one bullish on the King Crypto. We also have many other analysts out there, from Plan B to Credible Crypto to obviously Tim Draper, still with very optimistic price targets for this year, with Draper's being $250,000 before the end of the year. Let me know if you agree or disagree in the comments right down below. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.